Once again, the U.S. state of Louisiana is under a state of emergency. Hurricane Delta is our first subject this Friday on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. This would be the fourth named storm to strike Louisiana in a single Atlantic hurricane season, and that hasn't happened since record-keeping began in 1851. But let's back up a moment. When we put this show together, it hadn't happened yet. Hurricane Delta was whirling in the Gulf after making landfall on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Wednesday morning. It was a Category 2 storm when it hit between the resort towns of Cancun and Playa del Carmen. That was significantly weaker than forecasters had predicted it would be. And while there was some damage, early news reports indicated that it didn't appear to be major, and thankfully no deaths were reported. After crossing the Yucatan, Hurricane Delta had weakened to Category 1 status with wind speeds of around 90 miles per hour. But it regained strength over the Gulf. And meteorologists expected the storm to hit Louisiana on Friday or Saturday with Category 2 force, wind speeds of between 96 and 110 miles per hour, and a storm surge of ocean water as high as 11 feet over normal tide levels. That would be wherever Delta makes landfall. There are no good populated areas for a hurricane to do that. But the Louisiana coast is especially vulnerable because that's where Hurricane Laura made landfall in August. Residents there are still dealing with the damage from that Category 4 hurricane, which killed 15 people and damaged or destroyed 45,000 homes. CNN meteorologist Chad Myers says the loose debris that's still scattered from Laura could cause more damage when Hurricane Delta hits.